101.3 WMCI, Some Girls, that is Jameson Rogers. Partly sunny, breezy, beautiful, 86 for a high today. 77 right now at 923. Our community update from the Charleston Area Chamber of Commerce. And she's not just some girl, she's the girl. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I'm ready because you know what we're talking about. I'm primed. I'm pumped. It's a long holiday weekend and the start of the farmer's market.
Oh my gosh! I know. I'm primed. I'm ready. I'm pumped too. I feel like we've been talking about this for so long, and it's finally here.
Mm-hmm. So what now, on your end? What do you look forward to the most? See, I'm a homegrown tomato guy.
Oh, yes. I do love tomatoes, but for me, it's all about the fruit and all the homemade treats. I really lean more towards the sweet treats, you know?
Well, it is strawberry time.
I know, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. So let's fill in the blanks. Obviously, Saturday is the starting day. We're going to start 8, go till noon. What's the deal?
Yep. So all of you who are familiar with the 18th Street Farmers Market, with the chamber taking over this year, we really tried our best to not make any changes this year. So we'll start on this Saturday, the 29th, still 8 a.m. to noon, still at the Charleston Health Department. So we are just absolutely thrilled to get our hands on this and to start this weekend. And we have so many wonderful vendors that you know and you love are coming back. And then we've got a couple of new ones that I can't wait to see what they're bringing.
All right. Can you tell me about some of the newbies, or do we know just yet?
Oh, absolutely. So I think last week I told you we've got Chunks Cookies coming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that'll be a big one for me. And then we've got a gal who's coming, and she'll be bringing stained glass and gourd planters. And I'm so excited to see that. I think it's going to be lovely. And then we have a couple who's going to be bringing planted succulents and plants and herbs from their garden. And then we've got a couple of new people who are just bringing, you know, your typical vegetables and produce and home baked goods. But I think it's going to be so lovely.
Yeah, I'm predicting a sellout because, you know, we were talking this morning about a 60% increase in travel this summer. Everyone has just got to get out and do something. I was at Toledo Spring Fest, and I've never seen a crowd like that in my life. And it's just, the weather's perfect. Everyone's ready.
Yes, I think you've really hit the nail on the head. It's going to be such wonderful weather. The people are so tired of being cooped up, and, you know, we're entering that bridge phase. So we're able to get out and about a little bit more. And I just think everybody will just flock to the market. And I will say, as far as, you know, the COVID guidelines and restrictions go, we're still going to be spacing our vendors about 6 feet apart until we get the go-ahead that we can move in a little closer. So right now we are not at full capacity for vendors, and that's part guidelines, part, you know, some people just don't have their produce ready yet. And we will ask that you mask, and of course, if you are vaccinated, you are fine, but just, you know, some of the vendors will be more comfortable if you're wearing a mask. So we just ask that everybody, you know, still be polite, be kind, be gentle, and just really channel your excitement.
Now, regarding, you know, restrictions, it's nothing like it was last year, because now you can actually get out, right, and walk around.
Yes, so we will direct you where to park, and you can get out and walk around, so you don't have to drive through. In fact, we prefer you to park and get out and walk around, interact with the vendors, and yeah, absolutely, just come and enjoy yourself.
Okay, looking forward to it. Tell us about your interns.
Oh my gosh, I am so beyond excited. So I have two students who are from the Community Health Department at EIU, and they are doing an independent study this year to work at the farmers market, and they are so wonderful and so enthusiastic and just ready to tackle this farmers market, and they're going to just take it above and beyond. They're going to plan different things for each Saturday, whether it's health demonstrations, whether it's a fitness class, whether it's music. They're just going to bring in a large community pool, and I'm just thrilled to have them. I can't even string together a sentence. I'm so excited.
Good stuff. Well, 'tis the season. It's going to start to pour in on Saturday, the 18th Street Farmers Market. is back with the Charleston Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for the update, my dear. Hope you have a great week and very, very nice 3-day weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. And I hope to see you on Saturday.
You bet. See ya.
Bye.